Hello and welcome to the Voice of Apache. My name is Rich Bowen, and today I'm speaking with Stamatis Zampetakis, who is a committer and PMC member on Apache Hive. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, Rich. I'm excited to participate in the Feeder podcast.
Apache Hive is just over 13 years old. It's a fairly active project, and it's in the Hadoop ecosystem. Can you start us out by just giving us a really brief, like a 30-second overview of what Hive is?
So Hive is, a data management platform, or more commonly known as data warehouse solution, for massively parallel data processing, especially around SQL and analytical queries. So very high level, this is what it is. So it runs, you can run SQL queries on petabytes, zettabytes of data in a distributed fault tolerant manner over hundreds of thousands of machines in the cloud, in private cloud, public cloud, anywhere that you have resources.
So it's been a little over a month now. On March 29th, you all released the 4.0 version. And at roughly the same time, you end-of-lifed both the 2.x and the 1.x line. So this is a pretty significant milestone in the history of this project. Let's start talking a little bit about 4.0. What are the new things that your users can expect? What are the major changes around this?
The whole community is pretty much very excited about having the 4.0 release, because this is the first major release after, I think, maybe 6 years. It's been a pretty long time that users were asking where it's going to be the next release, what we should expect. And we are happy that it's out. And this essentially brings more than 5,000 commits. So it's pretty huge. So yeah, probably we cannot fit in 10 minutes all the things that were used. But if we want to break it down into categories, let's say, a big part of the changes or a big focus with the 4.0 release is the support for Apache Iceberg. So I don't want to get into more details because this is another Apache project and it has a lot of history and community. But there is a lot of traction and people, it gets pretty well adopted. So Hive, Spark, as the other Apache projects, we want to have full support for Apache Iceberg. And it's all its capabilities. The past few years, we've spent quite a big amount of time in order to have native support for Apache Iceberg. And many members that are contributing to Hive are also contributing to Iceberg. So there is quite a lot of integration between the teams of Apache Iceberg and Apache Hive. So the 4.0 users will be, for the first time, able to use many, many of the features that Apache Iceberg offers. And there is native support for Iceberg. And this, I guess, will be, again, the focus in the subsequent releases. So we still, Apache Iceberg is evolving, and so does support in Hive for Iceberg.
Okay.
This is the first big part that was we were working on the 4.0 release. Apart from that, there has been a large amount of work about performance improvements. So in terms of, it's not a feature that the end user can say, I will do it, but performance is something that has been on the forefront since the beginning. So we want things to be efficient, and we want queries to run fast and as limited resources as possible, because there is a big shift into the cloud right now, the past years. Mm-hmm. So if queries are slow, or if queries are taking a lot of CPU and memory and stuff, all this incur cost. So there has been a lot of work on these aspects, both at the compiler side, for the query compiler side, and also at the runtime. And this spans quite a few areas. So Hive uses the cost-based optimizer. So there are a lot of improvements in this aspect. This involves some upgrades to recent Apache Calcite releases that powers the cost-based optimizer. More powerful constant reduction, constant folding. Yeah, I don't want to get into details because there are really many, many, many aspect tickets that go into this bucket. And yeah, of course, we have improvements in vectorization, so vectorized execution. We have improvements on federation queries, so a lot of things that can be pushed down to JDBC data sources, leading to faster queries and more efficient execution, and many, many more things around partitioning and other aspects. So this is a big, the second big bucket of things that go into Apache 4. And yeah, I mean, from 5,000 commits, maybe I would say 1,000 are related to this. So yeah, I guess that the users can expect significant performance improvements. And the third bucket is related to security. There have been a lot of library and dependency upgrades and targeting also CVEs that were reported for Hive. So there has, yeah, I mean, I would say that the biggest bucket of changes was upgrades. So third or transitive dependencies that were vulnerable to several things. And yeah, we updated all those. The newer version will have significantly smaller number of CVEs. So security has been a milestone. Fourth category, and pretty important as well, is bug fixes.
Mm-hmm.
And in terms of bug fixes, I would like to mention for the first and most important one is the wrong results. So Hive is a SQL query execution engine. This is having correct results for the SQL queries is of utmost importance.
Sure.
And we have really worked hard to solve as many as possible. So basically, with the 4.0 release, we addressed all of the known, let's say, most significant wrong result issues. And this was actually one of the reasons that took a bit longer in order to release, because we're finding, discovering new problems, and we wanted to cover everything. And basically, the release date was being postponed mainly due to this aspect. Users who will migrate to Hive 4 are expected to have much better in terms of correctness. This is the fourth part, and I think that is the most significant changes. Now, in the fifth part, we have, of course, lots of improvements and enhancements at the SQL level. So there is a tendency to get closer to the SQL standard, support new functions, support or add flags and more configurations to have the standard behavior, the standard SQL behavior. And also there are many also extensions that things were not supported, and now they are supported. The work has been done on the compiler, on the parse, on the SQL compiler, on the parser, and all the other aspects. So some are related to compatibility with SQL standard, and some are other useful features that are for Hive users or in general interesting things to have from a SQL engine. One thing to mention is that we are pushing a lot during this time the improvements in HPL SQL.
Hmm.
It is the procedural style language for Hive. So this has been contributed initially around 2015, if I recall well, but it has got also significant traction lately because users tend to use it more and more. So we are pushing new things and fixes around this area as well. So yeah, as I said, like 5,000 commits is hard to cover.
Right.
In 10, 15 minutes. So yeah, I think I would stop here.
It's been almost 2 months, I guess. How has this been received by the user community? Has it been well received. Been a lot of feedback.
We had some feedback, so things are interesting because people are starting to use it. We haven't seen in the mailing list many. We haven't seen actually upgrade problems.
Okay.
We haven't seen regressions. And this is a good and bad. Good because maybe we did an awesome work with Hive4, and it's the best release in history. And bad maybe because the users are not using it as widely as we would like. But I checked the download statistics for Apache Hive. Mm-hmm. And basically, we have quite a few downloads per day for the Apache 4. And this makes it the second most popular compared to 3.1.3. So 3.1.3 has been there for a while, but 4 seems to catch up, and hopefully it will overpass
the
3.1.3 release pretty soon.
Tell me about the deprecation of the 1.x and 2.x lines. Why was that done?
The thing is that these were pretty old releases, and the community does not have sufficient resources to maintain these lines. So there has been discussions for a long time. And as we said, we discovered many problems of wrong results, performance problems, security vulnerabilities due to dependencies. And since we cannot backport all of this to one line and do two line, we said that it's better to give a heads up to the user that they should upgrade soon, because we don't have the capacity to maintain those lines and have them in a quality that we would like for an open source, not for an Apache project. So we want this to be at its best. And with Hive4, we expect that this is the case. So we prefer that we shift our focus to the latest and greatest, let's say, and let the users know that we cannot maintain them at the moment.
Now that you've got this major new release out, what's next?
So there is already plans for a new minor release. So we are already planning 4.0.1, or targeting some things that we discovered after the release. So some important problems. So we would like to get this out in the next month or so, so that we resolve any kind of blocker that there may be for Hive 4. And of course, I guess the next step would be 4.1. And what we would like to achieve is have much more recent releases. We don't want to have the next major release in 5 years.
Yeah.
So what we discussed and we would like to do is have 4.1 or 4.2 in kind of quarterly intervals. This is our goal, to limit, significant breaking changes, so that we are able to release in a much more regular rhythm, so that the users can take advantage of all the cool things that happen without waiting for a long time.
Well, thank you very much for taking the time to speak with me. This is definitely an exciting new milestone in your project, and we look forward to seeing what comes next.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for inviting me.
And if you want to learn more about Hive, you can catch up at hive.apache.org, and the full release notes are there. So we look forward to seeing more of you come and join this exciting community. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Ritz.